Much as it pains us on a Monday morning to play that.
Been hearing too much of that lately. Way too much.
It was all right when we were feeling sorry for them, but now they're starting to become annoying
it's
again.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, 6 wins, 5 losses, Carlton. They've gone past us, Ed. Halfway mark.
They've gone past us, Richmond and Collingwood.
Oh, yeah, well, you say that. I'm not going to. I'm not committing to it just yet, okay? 6 wins, 5 losses. At the halfway mark of the season, they're in positive territory and 10th on the ladder, one game out of the 8, the Carlton Football Club. It's been a great season for them. Whatever happens from here, it has already been a winning year for them. And Brendan Bolton is their coach, and he joins us on the line this morning. Go, Brendan.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Congratulations, mate. And not only that, but when you look at the votes over the weekend, look at the Herald Sun votes for Carlton, Ed Curnow, Patrick Cripps, Jacob Wietering. I mean, this is the future of your club, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really pleasing that, you know, some others stepped up on the weekend. Wietering was terrific down back, and you know, Sam Kerridge and Ed Curnow lifted in the midfield for us, so it's pleasing that we're spreading the load.
Yeah, I think Kerridge had the most stats on the day. Hey, just tell us a little bit about Jacob Wietering. We know he was the draft pick, early draft, number one draft pick, but to see him come back from a pretty hard injury, you know, that shoulder, young kid, he copped it in the head. You know, I've just been really taken aback by his strength of character and his maturity at such a young age.
Yeah, I am too. He's so mature. In fact, you'd think he'd been in the system for 4 or 5 years. But, you know, I thought he started a little slow on the weekend, but after quarter time, he hit his straps and was marking the ball well and giving us great rebounds. So we're wrapped to have him, and he's developing really well.
And Cripps, you know, he's one of the best players going around, Cripps. I love watching him play outside of the Collingwood boys. He's just about my favourite player in the AFL. He's a ripper, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in our leadership group this year, which is great for his own personal growth. But, you know, we often forget he's only played around 40 games. So, yeah, we hope it's only early stages. He can only get better.
Brendan, I'm surrounded by Carlton fans and they're starting to talk it up. It's starting. Finals talk has started. They've taken a while. They were kind of cautious, but they're openly talking about it now. Can you, as a club, say that's where you're headed? His finals on the agenda. Is that what you're thinking?
Not at all at the moment. It's we know this competition's just far too brutal and it can change very quickly. And in fact, it hasn't really changed our thinking. We're on the start of a reset, and we've named it the Journey. And you know, we're not just going to be defined by wins and losses just at the moment.
Mind you, you have made the finals from 9th before, so I mean, you know, you could make it from anywhere this year, couldn't you?
We'll see how we go.
All right.
Take us, give us a little bit of an insight into the roadmap of this journey. From the moment you were announced as the Carlton coach, it was obviously a tumultuous year last year for the Blues. Just take us through where you've what you've set and where you are on that journey at the moment.
Yeah, well, together as a club, we needed to define who we were and have a higher purpose. And by and large, I think, Ed, most footy clubs are about making sure where everyone's connected and they feel like they belong. So that's what we wanted to define ourselves with and bring a lot of people on that journey, including our members, including our administration, our coaches and players all together. And that was step one. You know, other parts of that are establishing a really clear set of values and behaviours and looking forward, not looking back, and really holding each other accountable to them and challenge when necessary. And also celebrate when we are living those values. So there are a few of the things we put in place early days.
Good on you, mate. Well, it's all starting to come together.
Sure has.
And great for the long-suffering Carlton supporters, as much as we've enjoyed it. They certainly...
that era looks over.
It does, unfortunately, but coming together beautifully at the moment. Brendan, good luck for this week's game. It doesn't get any easier. St Kilda were beaten badly over the weekend, but they've been a pretty good side this year.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have a really determined St Kilda after the weekend. So, we're going to have to make sure we recover well early in the week and be up for the fight.
Good on you, Brendan. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having us on.
Good on you. Brendan Bolton joining us on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Be Bound by Blue is the marketing slogan of the year, and sign up as a Carlton member. Membership packages still remain. And for all your mates who think they might be playing finals for
they're
you,
on it,
they
mate.
Might want to get on membership now. 1-300-CARLTON or head to the membership
David
at Carlton,
Hughes,
FC.com.au.
All a lot of them, mate. They're all in here. They just away.
So suddenly they stop looking at their shoes, have they, when you talk football?
They are unbeatable, apparently.
Oh, is that right?
Unbackable to win the flag this year.